Inside Mac.
Thursday, September 28th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple and mobile firms have agreed on music royalties. Microsoft's Zune goes head-to-head with the iPod. And classical music lovers move into the digital age. Apple and mobile operators have agreed on digital music royalty rates for songwriters and music publishers in Britain. Reuters reports, under the terms of the deal, Apple and four mobile operators will pay 8% of gross revenue for all music sold digitally, excluding ringtones. The deal was announced in a joint statement by the trade group representing record labels BPI and MCPS PRS Alliance, which fixes and collects royalties on behalf of the composers, songwriters, and music publishers. The statement said all parties to the settlement welcome this agreement, which will help drive the ongoing growth of the legitimate digital music market. The report said under a previous deal, the law stated that the songwriters and publishers must receive 12%, but for the last 4 years, this had been temporarily reduced to 8%, and the new ruling made that reduction permanent. Also included in the deal is the agreement of a minimum price rate, which ensures the music creators will still receive a rate even if the price of music drops significantly. According to EMI Group Chairman Eric Nicoli, the royalty deal will clear the way to help further develop digital sales, which are replacing the lost revenue from declining sales of CDs. Although there are still a few unresolved issues, Alliance's outgoing chief executive said, "We're very happy about a voluntary settlement to go forward that is for both our benefits." In trying to compete with the iPod, Microsoft has set their price for the 30-gig Zune at $249. Sound familiar? It should be, because Apple's 30-gig iPod sells for the exact same price. Users have the option of purchasing individual songs through a system called Microsoft Points. According to CNET, the Microsoft Cash system will work by adding money to an account, like you would a prepaid phone card. Points will then be deducted from an account with each purchase. A single song will cost 79 points and will play files in several popular formats, including the AAC format used by Apple's iTunes. In addition, the Zune will come preloaded with songs, music videos, and film shorts from the Zune Pass music service, and that will cost $14.99 a month. Think the majority of iTunes consumers are young single males? Many do, but that's just not the case, unless single young males like classical music. Macworld UK said classical music lovers are embracing digital music services and are just as likely to listen to classical music on their iPods as they would on a CD. An independent research survey was conducted this past August. Gramophone Magazine, a popular classical music magazine, contacted a database of approximately 60,000 readers, and according to the survey, three-quarters of them listen to music using computers, digital radio, or iPods, and that 57% of classical music lovers have ripped at least some of their classical CD collection. The survey showed that on average, 12 pieces of music would be legally downloaded each year, with Beethoven and Mozart topping the list of most popular choices for a first download. 30% of classical music buffs who don't already have an MP3 player say they will buy one in the next year. Apple has updated Logic Pro. According to the company, version 7.2.3 addresses performance issues when Logic Pro 7 is used on Mac Pro and G5 Quad computers. It is recommended for all Mac Pro and G5 Quad users. Logic Pro 7.2.1 or 7.2.2 installation is required for this update, and it is available now at apple.com. Coming up, Intel says, "I'll pay you $1 million if you'll make your PCs more sexy." That story when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be in insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromet in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. A second round of voting for My Dream App takes place today. Last week, those who voted were given pazzizz. This week, My Dream App announced they will give away free licenses for the popular notebook application Mori. There are currently 18 My Dream App finalists left, and the winner gets the chance to have their ideas developed into full-blown Mac shareware applications. Users can vote for their favorite ideas from the fields of finalists. If you'd like to participate, visit mydreamapp.com. Aspire Media is planning to publish a Mac version of the expansion pack, The Sims 2 Pets. This is the fourth expansion pack available to Mac users of the popular game, which puts you in charge of virtual people. The Sims 2 Pets lets Sims 2 players create the perfect pet for their Sims to train and play with. Players can teach them tricks, take them out for walks in the park, and cross different breeds to create designer pets or make new ones altogether. According to the release, it should be on store shelves in early November. Tidbits Electronic Publishing has released Arnie Keller's Take Control of Getting Started with Dreamweaver. The 88-page book covers cascading style sheets, the must-use method of styling type and other page elements. It also looks at using layers to position items on a page, templates, and the smart way to develop a multi-page site. According to the company, Dreamweaver is the web design software of choice for many pros, but those new to the program can become overwhelmed by its complex interface and find it difficult to work creatively and intelligently in the program. Take Control of Getting Started with Dreamweaver is an ebook, and it's priced at $10 US. Keeping up with your cash flow has just become easier. A new personal account budgeting software package has been released by Cha-Ching. The company describes the software as a fun and easy way to manage your cash. The release notes the interface makes it easy to see how much money is coming in and out. Users can tag each transaction with keywords such as bill, food, or impulse buy. It also allows you to keep track of pending transactions such as IOUs, bills, and invoices, and there is also iSight integration to take pictures of your goods for insurance or tax purpose. The new beta version is priced at $14.95 US, but the price will soon go up to $24.95. And lastly today, Intel wants PCs to be more sexy, so it's offering $1 million to the company that builds the most innovative Core Duo powered system design that employs Intel's technology. The competition was announced at this week's Intel's Developer Forum, and according to the company, it wants to encourage PC makers to create devices that are more than just a beige box. I guess it wants PC makers to be more like Apple, because they have been creating sexy computers for years. Macworld UK said as a part of the Intel Core Processor Challenge, eligible design entries will be evaluated based on attributes of style, acoustics, functionality, and features. A panel of judges will evaluate the eligible entries and select the winners. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.